This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett was not surprised that the GOP tax and spending bill passed the Senate today. Bennett said he had a number of concerns, from the amount of debt the bill would cost to how much it would help the wealthiest people in the country. Bennett did see one bipartisan bright spot. 99 senators voted to remove language that would have instituted a 10-year moratorium on states from regulating artificial intelligence.
There was a combination of the moratorium being too extensive and really just nobody here having done the work adequately.
The Senate made changes to the bill, which heads back to the House. It faces headwinds there. All of Colorado's Republicans supported the original bill. Montrose officials say the firing of the town judge had nothing to do with recent rulings against the city. In March, City Council terminated the contract of Judge Aaron Maxwell. That prompted speculation the vote was related to the judge's recent ruling regarding an unhoused camp at a local Methodist church. The judge ruled in favor of church officials. A spokesperson for the city says the timing was coincidental. Colorado snowpack, which supplies much of the water we use, has pretty much melted off for the season. Lisa Hidalgo is Denver 7's chief meteorologist.
Snowpack is well below 10%. I mean, but that's very typical as we get into the end of June and early July. Lots of snow melt out there, so things look good. Drought conditions don't look so great right now on the western slope. It has really dried out over the past couple of weeks.
Hidalgo says if the summer dries out, that in turn elevates the risk for wildfires. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.